Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, April 1st, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I am Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF's victory in a council by-election in Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we will call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you've just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about ZANU-PF's magic in winning by-elections in Zimbabwe.
ZANU-PF has won a council seat in Bulawayo's Caldery Park suburb. Local businessman and former MDC activist Kidwell Mujuru polled 1,899 votes, while his nearest rival, Nomagugu Mloi of MDC Alliance, got 1,229 votes in an election with 18 candidates. The other MDC Alliance candidate, Colette Ndlovu, got only 221 votes. Flora Gumbo of the MDC, led by Tokozani Kupe, and Nokutula Ndlovu of ZAPU, each polled 133 votes.
Other contestants got a total of 1,002 votes. At least 4,351 people voted in the poll, and there were 18 rejected votes. The by-election was conducted to replace the late MDC Alliance councillor Happiness Ncube, who got over 8,000 votes in the 2018 council election. Mujuru's victory stunned the opposition MDC party, led by Nelson Chamisa, which currently has a majority in the local council. In a tweet, Chamisa bemoaned the fielding of two candidates, noting that this will not be allowed in the near future.
The winner says the election was free and fair, while losers claim that the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission tossed people from one polling station to another in order to reduce the number of opposition voters. ZANU-PF normally wins parliamentary and council by-elections in Zimbabwe. How does the ruling party chalk victories in these by-elections when millions of people are struggling to find work while others are leaving the country to look for greener pastures?
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we're live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. These are Facebook pages. Yabakambe zulukandaba lingalitshona njani lapha elikhona thina lapha lowande siyaphila. Ye, so ke siyabona ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF linqobile khona ngale ke eCaldery Park, linqoba amanye amabandla labanye abantu kade bencintisa. So siyabona ke uKidwell Mujuru nguye phela osezibambe esidukwini khona ngale ke eCaldery Park ku-ward 28 nguye osengukansela. Siyakwazi ukuthi kulama ward angu-29 kuma ward wonke lawa ku-EMDC Alliance yesibambileyo uMjuru ngokuqala ukuthi angene ukukhanseli le okwamanje ukuthi amele ibandla leZANU-PF. So siyaziwa abanye bathi-ke banqotshwe ngokuthi bebesithi nxa befika ema-polling station uzokuthiwa ibizwa likho hamba kwenye indawo. Efika umuntu adinge futhi kwenye indawo kuthiwa hayi alikho lapha hamba kwenye indawo. Kuze buka khona ibandla leZANU-PF lithi linqobe ngoba lithandwa ngabantu. Kambe lithandwa ngabantu kumbe kume njani? Liphinde likhulume futhi ibandla leZANU-PF ukuthi abantu babona ukuthi yilo lodi lisebenzayo. Kodwa kulabanye futhi njalo abathi ibandla leZANU-PF libanike impuphu, labanike ukudla lento ezinjalo. So abantu bakungabe bekhanywa yikhonoko. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu khona ngale la ku-MDC Alliance uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa uDlamalahle sibili ukuthi hayi lokho okwenzakeleyo ukuthi kufakwa abantu ababili ku-election leyi akulunganga. Kunjalo ke kwanti.
Nasi tiri kutakutarisa zvakabuda musarudzo yakaitwa Cordry Park kuBulawayo uko kwakahwinwa neZANU PF. Ndo zvatiri kuda kuti tikurukure nhasi tione kuti ko zvinombofamba sei, nokuti ZANU PF inoramba ichingohwina maby elections akaita saaya. Kunyange hazvo zvinhu zvichinetsa munyika, chii chinoitira kuti chinokonzera vanhu kuti vavhotere ZANU PF? Izvo zvinhu zvichinetsa zvichioma kudai. Ndo zvimwe zvatoda kungoti titarise kuti kuda pangwe tinganzwisisa maitiro namafambiro ari kuita zvinhu. Akanga achimirira ZANU PF musarudzo iyi muzvina business schedule Mujuru vakaita mavhotes anoita 1899 akanga achivateverera Nomagugu Muloi weMDC Alliance akawana 1229 mavhotes. Vamwe vazhinji vesava vakasara kure zvikuru. Colette Ndlovu akawana 221 votes. Ndiyo mumwe wakanga ari weMDC Alliance, nokuti MDC yanga ine vanhu vaviri vanga vachikwikwidzawo ipapo. Flora Gumbo weMDC inotungamirwa naMutare Tokozani Kupe naNokutula Ndlovu weZapu, pauviri hwavo umwe nomwe wavo akawana 133 votes. Vamwe vese vakakwikwidza ava vakaitawo mavhotes anosvika 1002 chete. Asi vanhu vanosvika 4351 ndo vanonzi vakavhota pasarudzo iyi. Ndo zvati kudai hedu kuti titarise nhasi kuti tione kuti zvinombofamba sei, chii chinokanganisiwa kana kuti chinokanganisika kuna ava vanenge vachikwikwidza zvigaro izvi. Ndo zvatoda kuti titaure nemi nhasi muchitipawo pfungwa dzenyu, tichibatsirana kuona tichizeya kuti zvinombofamba sei nyaya dzamaby elections.
Yes, we are talking about mostly those that got reasonable votes, but there are some who didn't get much, like Mashanyika, Albert of NCA, that is the National Constitutional Assembly. He got 12 votes. There is Mukucha, George, and Muchauraya Godfrey. These are independents. They got each 18 votes. So now we wish to find out from the NCA why a party of this nature can continue fielding candidates in elections when they always get very low votes. And we know that Zimbabwe is a democratic state. So you can even get one vote, maybe.
Exactly.
That's acceptable.
Yeah.
So and under democratic principles.
Yeah. And the other issue, again, it's not very nice to keep on hearing the bungling of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission when people are saying that they were being shifted from one polling station to another. When are they going to get their act together? And this is a very simple constituency that they could have done with flying colors. But there are always complaints of this nature, which we come across even in general elections. I don't know if they are ever going to do it right.
Yeah, so ZANU PF is saying there's nothing of that nature. They actually won.
Yes.
The sounding, according to Kitwell, he says, no. The playing field was very level. So they won. Fair.
Typical of a winner.
Yeah, so we're waiting to get our guests, and we're waiting for Mr. Edwin Ndlovu of the MDC Alliance. He's the deputy spokesperson for Bulawayo Province. We are also waiting for Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU PF Central Committee member. I think we are getting them shortly. And then later in the second half of the program, we have Clarence Ndlovu, an MRP MP candidate in Country Park, but we couldn't get Kosikona, who was contesting. So Mr. Ndlovu is going to take care of that. So I'm told that Mr. Edwin Ndlovu is on the line right now. Mr. Ndlovu, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. How are you, sir?
We are very fine. And you guys, we are told that you are very furious about losing that council seat where you fielded two candidates. Tell us, what's going on?
Yeah, definitely we are not happy with the outcome of the council election in the 2018 Cordry Park. Yes, we are aware that ZANU PF abused donated the foodstuff for Chimanimani Cyclone Itai victims, and took the groceries and donated bribing the court reporter, 28 people, hence they won. But really, we also blame the upper. The most voters stayed away from the ballot boxes. They didn't come and vote in numbers. Yes, we are not happy with the outcome, but we are going to recover from that. And the next coming election, we are going to win 100% in Bulawayo.
Of course, Mr. Ndlovu, it's good that people have eaten the food and all those kind of things. But indications are that your party has got this knack of, fielding two candidates. We still remember that in Bulawayo East or South, you fielded two candidates in 2018, and you lost that kind of seat. And now you have lost this one. So does it mean that you are so ineffective that you can't even sense that kind of a thing?
No. That's not the issue. The president of the party, Advocate Nelson Chamisa, have already spoken about this issue, and he assured the members of the party that the issue of double candidature is a thing of the past. This was the last one in Cote Park. We won't have that one again. That was the last to have double candidature in our party.
How do we know?
Party, we are introspecting really to see where we went wrong and how. Therefore, in future, that is going to be corrected.
Yeah,
by the president.
Yeah, Baba Ndlovu. Siyazi ngani ukuthi likhuluma iqiniso. Ngoba lijalo ukuthembisa khona ukuhamba njalo. So kwakhathesi siyazi ngani ukuthi akusoze ukuhambe ngasifudlana.
Hayi, lokho kuliqiniso. Wengamongameli esekhulumile, akusela muntu ongakuphikisa, ngoba esikhathini esedlulileyo umongameli becabanga ukuthi-ke ama-lieutenant akhe asebenza labo bakukhangela bakunanzelele khonokho asozokwenzakala. Kodwa kuthe yena seza kufaka-ke ezandleni zakhe kube nguye okhokhelayo-ke ukumake sure ukuthi akula double candidature ukhetho olulandelayo. Kuyinto-ke ephele nge-weekend impelaviki yenaleyo e-Cote Park kuka-28 akuphinde ukwenzakale.
Siyabonga kakhulu-ke Baba Ndlovu, sicela ubambe khonapho. We are joined by our second guest, and that is Mr. Joseph Chuma. He's a ZANU-PF Central Committee member and is based in Bulawayo. Baba Chuma, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Linjani bakithi, niyabonga.
Yes, siyaphila kakhulu. Uwandi uza kubuza umbuzo. Baba Wandi, go ahead.
Makorokoto zvemba bato renyu rakakunda musarudzo iyi vachuma.
Aiwa tese zvinhu zvinofadza chaizvo zvaitika paweekend yapfuura inoiyi. Tagara tichitaura kuti isusu sebato rezanupf ticharamba tingodzokera kuvanhu tichiona kuti tinogona kugadzira sei patakakundikana pasarudzo rakaitika naJuly 2018. Mabasa achivawo ndo aratidza kubuda kwemaresults ekucaudi pazuwa 2018 kuno kubhuwayo.
Chii chamakaita chakakonzera kuti muburirire kudai?
Well, zvatakaita takapinda programu yedraw to draw tichifamba tichitaura nevanhu tichivakumbira mavhoti avo tichivaratidza unaku wezanupf uyezve chikurusa tichivapa vhizhoni yedu kuti isusu sebato rezanupf tikuda kutora card from this era to the next era sei. Saka pahurukuro idzodzo tichitaura nevanhu takanyatsounzanana navo vakationa zvakakodzera kuti aiwa this time let us not vote tingovhotera pati regai tivhotei tichivhotera maideas aisa nepati zvembisiwo navo vanga varipo taikambira navo tichisangana imomuya muground navowo vaifara nevanhu asi ndofunga todayira kuti vanhu vecounty pak vakaona zvavakakodzera kuti vambotipa mukana kuti timbovamirira imomuya mucounty pak.
Ko munogutsikana, ndinozi vangu kuti bato renyu rakahwina, munogutsikana here nemabatirwo akaitwa sarudzo iri neZimbabwe Electoral Commission, sezvo pane vamwe vanoti zvina kunyatsofamba famba zvakanaka panguva yesarudzo?
It's very unfortunate kuti people who are always mentioned of doom. Hapana chinhu chakanaka chavanoona chinoita nevamwe vavo vezimbabwe. Look, there might be mistakes here and there, but issues from Zimbabwe, let us learn to appreciate each other and celebrate each other and admit kuti yes, tiri vanhu. Saka as much as tiri vanhu were appointed only 6 years there. But the overall outcome is I don't think any normal person might come out and complain about anything.
Makorokoto, Rachuma, Musa, Venu Paranare, Ticha, Zoka Kwamuri, we'll come back to you in a while. Do it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mr. Chuma is very happy about what happened.
Yeah, we can hear maybe they're celebrating in the background. There's a bit of noise there. I think they're eating some meat. So, Baba Chuma, Dinyama Gunap. Yeah, so, Sigazuchuma Gumbe, Dinyama Gumbe, Bakolisa Gulanga. Yeah, Sigastatu Muntu Napetumani. Ngizokuthola uNkosi. Nkosi kunjani?
Ngikona dibe kunjani baba?
Ngiyaphila Nkosi, banje labantwana.
Hayi kancane manje.
Yeah, anti yabona Nkosi ke nantu ghetto soryenziwe. Country Park eKalanyoni. Lapha ke iMRP izaphu MDC wonke anqobi wamabadlala aphikisayo. Izano izibambile lamhlanje. Sikhuluma nje sewe lo councilor oyedwa ku council ikona ngale. Akutsho phela ukuthi ungathini
awazi ukuthi ngihleka ngiduze
ngihleka mfowethu
ngihleka ukuthi iZanu PF there is no need for them ukuthi babe very excited. Everybody in the world knows that they own ZAC. If at all ZAC was independent, then he would say the elections were free and fair. But the fact that the very same ZAC is owned by ZANU PF and is being controlled like a flea. When we sleep, look how was that Jarawa Matemu Gavantano, look how. If ZAC is being controlled, those elections, they were not free and fair. Because they've got a tactic the way they do things. Turning away voters to say, go and vote to another place. You're not supposed to be here, you must go to such a place. That is steering confusion and delaying the thinking of other people. Some people will end up saying, if it's happening like this, so then why am I bothering myself to run around and looking for my name in some other stations? At the same time, they've got a very confused opposition party, MDC. Especially MDC got on it's a very confused political party, like a cockroach in the kitchen, because one, there was no reason for them to have two candidates, then they divide votes at the same time. What was the reason of having two candidates? And now they are saying the president has seen that it does not work well, and tomorrow he's going to do it himself. That is absolutely nonsense. People in Zimbabwe have been trying. They've been trying tooth and nail to get this opposition party running the country. But they have failed the people of Zimbabwe. They have shown that they are incapable. That is why ZANU PF has discovered it. Look, Lipetel telling a man. They cheat them all corners of the strategy. About a strategy, Bona. All what they think is having that confidence about the opposition. We are going to win people like us. But you haven't put the finger to see, to test how hot the situation is. They just assume. That is why they lose elections. We lost our elections through a court and all those previous decisions that were made by the Chigumba and the rest. That was because they just thought that if we go to court, ZANU PF is controlling the courts. It is controlling all the entire organs of the country that belongs to the government. It is controlling them. So how do you expect to win in such a situation? They are failing to mobilize people. They are divided themselves. They've got tribalism in their party. They've got racism in their party. They've got almost everything. The same like ZANU PF. They've got racism and tribalism in their party. So the political situation in Zimbabwe, it is in a dire stress.
So what happens in the near future, Baba? Kumele kwenziweni? 10 seconds, kwalapho ke isikhathi.
Right. Mina, I will say things as they are. The best thing to the people of Zimbabwe, to close that country down, shut it down, even if it is for 30 days. That is when ZANU-PF and the rest of those who think they are controlling people realize that people have turned wild. People are dying in South Africa. Nobody wants us. You come here in Botswana, they don't want to see us. There are companies that come from South Africa to abuse Zimbabweans. There is a company that was beating Zimbabweans like kids. The employer was beating Zimbabweans here. You see? The very same transporter is sending his trucks in Zimbabwe. Nothing happens. We've got no defense. We've got no security. We've got nothing. So where do we go if our country closes us out? Where do we go?
I see. I was no.
The best thing is get into a serious strike, even if it means 30 days. 30 days. They have Ochuma love. Ochuma, they are eating nicely. That is why they are ready to stand up and tell and say all whatever they want, even if they are lying. They can tell you anything because they are enjoying themselves.
Yeah, siyabonga kakhulu ke inkosi. Siyabonga kakhulu baba.
It's a pity, I'm telling you.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ke isikhathi tu. Kodwa ke uphenduke phela ngesikhathi esibuyayo. Sibonga kakhulu inkosi.
Awusandinti problem, wawujali ukungifonela, ngi-analyze izinto ngizibeke, ngize ngicine sengizilahlile.
Hayi, awusathumezi phela inamba ukuthi sikuthinte.
Inamba yiyo le vele kayitshintshi.
Hayi, sizatshaya ke mthokotho. Siyabonga kakhulu inkosi. Yeah, so I think Mr. Ndlovu and Mr. Chuma heard it from what Nkosi is saying. So a quick one, Baba Ndlovu, you heard what Nkosi is saying. A quick reaction to his allegations that the MTC is a confused party. It has failed the people of Zimbabwe. Njalo ingazani ile inketabe chabe kakhulu. Akumpheli kona pa ngamafitshane, Baba Ndlovu.
Unkosi yebo uyakhuluma kodwa ke is a bit too harsh on us. Inketabe chabe kasilayo, we are not a confused party, kodwa ke njengebandla elilabantu abaningi, njenge mass movement, izinto ezinjalo zona lezo zenzakala ngokuya kwesikhathi. Kuba le mfuno ezijeneyo ngoba abantu bebaningi bevela kuma-backgrounds ajeneyo. Ibandla elikhulu, yikho-ke umongameli wethu ethe sezafaka-ke isicathulo phansi nangokwakhe. Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi uyabe cabanga ukuthi izinto zihamba kuhle ku-ground kodwa zingahambi ngendlela afuna ngayo. Kuliphutha, kumele sibaxolise abantu be-Kodubak, kumele sibaxolise abantu beka-128 ngokuthi sibafakele ama-candidate amabili, sagcina-ke singaphumelelanga. Kodwa-ke lokho kube yi-percentage encane yokuthi sifake ama-candidate amabili. Okukhulu yukuthi i-ZANU-PF irigile. Nakhona lokho ukuthi hambe yabribe abantu ngokudla kumele kuyethi imanimani. Okwesibili, izeki kazange yenze i-voter education. Izeki itshintshe amabizo abantu njengoba besithi unkosi. Baningi kade befona bekhala ukuthi lapho abavota khona ngomnyaka ophelileyo 2018 ngoJulay bathe sebesiyavota kwathiwa hayi ibizo lakho alikho lapho hambe e-checka. Imagine usu-checka iwadi yonke ungasakwazi ukuthi i-polling station sifake kuyiphi. Ngokunye okubangeleyo izeki embonakani layo ilethe i-confusion enkulu kakhulu.
Siyabonga kakhulu.
Yes,
siyakuzwa kakhulu ke baba, hold on there. So he's saying Mr. Nkosi is too harsh on the MTC alliance. And he says Zeki was changing, you know, people's names here and there in polling stations. We'll go to Mr. Chuma after taking the caller on the line. I think we've got a caller.
Ma Kadi ne new partner.
Ndiripo makadi ndivamananda vari kutaura makadi yenyu
aiwa tiri nani vamananda moda kuti batsira nenyaya iyi nhasi
ndanga ndida kutanga nechiziviso kuvagari vari muno musouth africa ndingangoti vamwe vatinoshanda navo truck drivers kuti kuno kwandinogara kujohannesburg we have started the program yekutsvaga kubatsira hama dzakawirwa nedambudziko kumusha ndanga ndichifunga kuti kana kune vanofungawo kuti vanoda kubatsira ndichava panhamba yangu pakupedzisira tine zvimwe zvatanga tawana zvatabatidza kuti tizvounganidze pamwe chete nevamwe vandinoshanda navo kuno kwandinoshanda kujohannesburg tinefungidzire kuti kungangoitikawo kuti mamatruck drivers vandi vachida kubatsira votadza kunzwisisa kuti vangada kubatsira sei but ndichaisa nhamba yangu kuti vati vakukwanisa kufona sezvo tichifunga kuti chada kuzosvika kuemba chechipiri vahwande ndanga ndichida kuti ndinokorokotedza vatore zvanopfuya kuno kuhwina zvino mutsindo kukauta pake dzawayo kuna vakhedhi vero vamujuru ndichitendawo kuti aiwa komuzarete yezanupf makaita basa rakakura makakwanisa kushanda zvakanaka muchigadzirisa pamanga makundikana mukakwanisa kubudirira chechipiri zvinoda kuti pane vabva kutaura vachiti ZEC isangano rakamiririra zanupf mubvunzo wangu woti ko makapatisipeterei maelection muchinyatsoziva henyu kuti ZEC yacho ndeye zanupf makadi kungoboikota zvenyu makangoregera nokuti hazvibatsiri kuuya mazi wamouya moti ZEC ndeye zanupf ko kana dei manga mahwina maitaura here kuti takahwina asi ZEC yacho ndeye zanupf unoona ndirondo zvandogara ndichitaura ndichiti vana vemuzimbabwe ngatitsvagei kukomenda kune pundudzo kunoita kuti nyika yedu iendere mberi noti kumwe kukomenda kunotinakira isu nokuti tiri mucomfort zone hazvina kunaka nyika yedu tinofanira kuivaka nokubatana tichiinda negwara rimwe chete hongu vanhu vanopesana. That's why the opposition is there in the country. It's there for the purpose to challenge and to put the government on account. Kana paine zvino zvinenge zvakanganisika. But tikaramba tichiita maitiro atiri kuita, finally, 2023 is coming. Come 2023, ZANU-PF won again. What are you going to do? Are you going to demonize again and condemn again?
Nai vamananda
ngatisadero ingati
vamananda
yes.
kana munhu ane chichemo pamusoro pezvimwe zvinenge zvaitika asataura here
kwete handina kudaro ndati munhu anofanira kutaura but don't go into election when you know that already the organization the so-called ZEC is ZANU-PF control. There is no need. That song, it has been a very long time song. It's not a word. But you go into the election knowing very well. As we go in quick out to Munani and Akori Kogwezi, Kwanu Cheramvura, Akinato Zuragabuti, Akango Kandam Gomorgam, Bremo, Tose Bracha Sangana, Ningwena, Chabuda. Zinona Kuti, Ure no change, which no kana Zakamira Kudai. Ngatigadzirisei bato rezek nenzira yakati so that patinoenda kufield kana Highlanders ichihwina ihwine nokuda kwokuti yahwina nokugona bhora kwete kuhwina kwokuti refuri anga
achiibatiraaizvo
zvandada kugadzirisa kuti
aiwa shoko renyu tinorinzwa vamanhanda tichadzoka kwamwiri batai makadaro
kuda okay.
Yeah, thank you so much. That's Mr. Mananda. Just summarize what
Mr. Mananda says that people who contested and now are blaming ZEC are not being fair because they did not have to contest in the first place. They could have boycotted this election, accusing ZEC of being partial. So if they contested and lost, there's no need for them to turn around and say that ZEC was not playing fair.
Right. So let's take a caller, Ubaba Ndebele, who's a country back. Ubaba Ndebele, Linjan.
Yeah, Pila Tube, Linjan.
Yes, yeah, Pila Kuluge, Akuposela Kuba Ndebele, Maroko and Zara country back.
Devoambe, I, Nia, Wes, Wamato Tala, Bua Kalwa Kalwa, Lapa Vele Tela. Inkomo abantu bangena ku track ebabatube kumele kube lomunye chiwayo omunya aluze yeah amakhindzela angena enkundleni kumele kube lenye chiwayo
kunjalo
sechusile kodwa ke enzama ukuje ukuthi siyachiyana ngemibono dube ye kodwa nxa sithiyana ngemibono masingaxabani ngenxa yokuthi sithiyanelani ngemibono leyo njengoba nje likutsho nje ukuthi umuntu nxa engabe ekhonona akusilungelo lakhe yini lokuthi akhonone even if kade ekwazi ukuthi uzadliwa kanjalo nje ngumbuzo omhle kakhulu obuzwe ngujaha lo wesoneni lo lapho ya kodwa-ke mina kuqala babudube ngifuna ukuthi ngisole kakhulu bona laba akade ngithi ababili bemele ibandla elilodwa. Akushizi gift nawami ukuthi ngingakufaka impama ukuthi usala sovika. Ngitshengisa ubuthutha, uyakutshengisa ubuthutha kakhulu ukuthi awukwazi ukulwa. Xa bethi bona sebeza kukhangela lokho okwenzakele ukuthi kungakwekwenzakale ngoba sebetshayiwe, okwenza ukuthi bangakuboni bengakayi ku-track kuyini. Khonapho kulapho endilo mbuzo khona.
Yes.
Osibili.
Yes.
Ikuthi mina ngesifiso sami Dube.
Mhm.
Bobulawa mina ukuthi ngacina kudala ukuvota for on information.
Mhm.
Ngacina ukuvota intetho ivote ibalot ngacina ngo-1985 seseyizapho ephilayo.
Mhm.
Ngoba ngale ngalokho ndekugunyela ukuthi uNkomo uzawina. Ndiyambona uNkomo edliwa ngo-1985 ngahlala phansi ngakhotha izilonda zami ngaphinda ngathi ungakafulela amadepansi athi no more. Soze kunamhla.
Mhm.
Ngoba mina isifiso sami sasingesokuthi khona amakhansila wonke nalanga ngabe ekhona khonapha kobulawayo la kwezindawo zemathebelelendi.
Mhm.
Kumele babe ngamakhansila akhona lapho emathebelelendi ngoba bayalwazi uhlupho lwabantu emathebelelendi.
Mhm.
Manje laba abantu ababuya bevelane bezokwenza ibhizinisi, umuntu angafika lapho ahlale ehlasizi echaya imali sesingwakobulawayo. Sefuna ukukontesta. Ngibona ngani lokho kungahlangani kuhle ekhanda ngoba angiboni ukuthi ungafuna ukukusa endaweni engathi uyakini ongazikitho ngayo.
Awubonike Ndebele. Mhm. Yes, yakuzwa kakhulu Ndebele lapho ubuya le point sibili inkalakatha kodwa ke isikhathi iso sesihambile. Ungaphosela ukugcina khona lapho. Yeah. Ngisiza kufonela futhi samavitha.
Hayi. Ngizokukhaza esikhambile Dube. Hayi ngiyabonga mina nami ngizange ngena ngelinye ilanga.
Hayi sibonge kakhulu Ndebele baba. Yeah, so that is Mr. Ndebele is always calling, you know, Mr. Ndebele likes Studio 7. So he's always calling and making some contributions here. All what he's saying is that the MDC should blame itself for the defeat because they fielded two candidates. And then he says, you know, he wishes that all councillors should be local people. So he says there are some people who come to Bulawayo and within two years when they do their businesses, they start calling themselves locals and then contest elections and win. But yet they don't even know the problems of the local people. So let's go to Mr. Chuma very fast and then ask him one or two questions. Mr. Chuma, so I think we are hearing what people basically are saying. And they're saying that ZANU-PF actually bought this kind of election in the sense that you're distributing food. And then at the same time, ZEC was being used somehow. In favor of ZANU-PF. So just briefly on those two key points.
The first thing that I want to put across here is that it's so unfortunate when you have what you call sour losers, people who don't want to lose. As long as the result is not in their favor, they might find blame at every instance.
Uh-huh.
I was one of the candidates in 2018, and I lost. And when I lost, my first thing that I did, I went even on my Facebook wall and congratulated the incoming MP Charles Moyo and pledged to even support him and work with him. And that's the kind of mentality that we ought to have as Zimbabweans. I would have loved to win, but I lost. So was ZEC then no longer ZANU-PF? Then when I lost in Bulawayo, we actually practically lost almost all the seats in Bulawayo.
Mm-hmm.
But ZEC was the same body that was running the election. So where was ZEC when we were losing? If it was ZANU-PF apparatus, this is why the way you must understand that the politics are just different. MDC will only dominate towns, but that domination we're slowly creeping into it and disabling it now, as you can see the result in Country Park. But ZANU-PF has always been strong in the rural areas, and that's a fact. So it has nothing to do with ZEC or rigging or anything. Now they even say that we took food, for the cyclone people and other people in Country Park. It's a total lie. It's a total lie. Why lie and hide behind your finger and come out on a big station like this and tell such fibs? It's so unfair. It's so not uncalled for. People must tell each other the truth. We went there, we were full soldiers going door to door. there was no one who was given any food at all for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
And so why must somebody come out here on national radio, on such an international station, and tell people blunt lies like that? It's not fair. People must learn to lose, and lose humbly and honorably.
Thank you.
In 2018. I lost, but I never made noise about it. And that same Zach was conducting those elections where I lost.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Do you have a question for Chuma?
Mr. Chuma, what did you do right this time around as ZANU-PF to win this seat in town? Like you mentioned earlier that your party is the strongest in the rural areas. What is it that you did right to get this this vote this time around?
Well, the town people are beginning to realize the truth. The infighting that is happening in the MDC party right now is so pathetic that the people now, I've been saying to themselves, we regret not having voted for you guys, because now these people are just fighting each other all over. Right now, I'm sure you saw a picture of somebody in Chitungiza lying in a hospital bed because of the violence in that party. So people are beginning to see. And even that issue of fielding two candidates, it clearly tells people around that these people are confused, they don't know what they are doing, and they will not lead us anyway, because they can't even have a consensus among us themselves. Although I must tell you that the fielding of two candidates, it was neither here nor there, because if you put both their figures that they got, still they'll be falling way short of our candidate, Comrade Njuru's votes that he got. So whether they put one person or they threw both of them, it was not going to count at all, because we still got a portion of that vote
that
didn't count.
Thank you so much, Baba Chuma. Tata bantu babili lapho secingweni silo moshongane otisikaze kumashongane. Mashongane, kunjani?
Ngikhona.
Yeah, ubona njani ukhetho lolu?
Ukhetho lolu sizodina sithi uhambe kahle. Kusho ukuthi MDC inekinga ngenye indlela.
Aha.
Because why bangene amavotini bazi ukuthi abantu bezeka abasitaphu izinto zabo, kusho ukuthi azihambi kahle, azihambi ngendlela le ngibona ngayo.
Ehe.
Because khona manje kuhambisa ukuthi 2023 kusho ukuthi ayikho into bazoba ilungisile, because yona ikhomba ukuthi ayikho le bona bazohlala bakhala right through. Because khona manje bayafuze before badlule ema-election bathi asilungiseni lokhu, kukokwenza ukuthi izinto zingahambi kahle. Manje bathulile, ma uthi kunema-election bayangena, badliwa, bathi hayi sidliswe into yakho. Kusho ukuthi ama-election azakho angiboni kuwina. Uyabona la e-South Africa, ngizokutshela namhlanje ne kube kune rally nyana, but i-rally le ihamba ngemawadi la e-South Africa. Uyabona ukuthi bakuhambena njani, kune radio station.
Ukuthi
wena khuluma abantu bakho uzobayenzelana. Hey, ngijabule kakhulu ngibona ukuthi i-politics yala e-South Africa ihlanganise kakhulu, ukuthi wena khuluma bonke bayathambena balapha endaweni ye-1 bonke babuze abantu kunamathi ngibona njani. Sengibona i-MDC
kunzimaulekile
manje la iyakhona.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mashongane, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Shap.
So that is Mashongane. He says the MDC is confused, you know. He says, what are they going to do in 2023? Maybe they'll cry again and say, you know, we lost because of Zek and other things. I think we still have Mr. Edwin Ndlovu. Or maybe let's take Courtney first. He's a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll go to Mr. Edwin Ndlovu.
Magadini, and you partner? I was Rinari, so did not turn out my house with standards at Batria when I'm a shock and you panya.
Right, in the past, Some of them are not going to be able to do it. Right, no, so you have a MDC. MDC is looking for the schools, you know, running around the Maxima. My democratic values, this is me, I want to come to the running around. I like to come to the river because you cannot have a situation where the two candidates, they one part, you know, convince. Really, that thing, I don't make a sense. Panara Chuma, this assertion, this is misplaced because Sarah was there a by election, Panama, and not for a failure. It's better to match it very late. I like to be so clear from so. So, could you write analysis? If you find it, I choose you. The Hawaii, I choose you. I don't feel if I think you must rethink again. That is not true. As you know,
as
2023, like I did by allow.
I think I told you serious my by elections in the end.
When we Makawanda and my citizens, I don't go to my elections, my by elections.
Saka I mimi muno murukuti mimi ma by elections ana basa here handiti ma isarudzo iri important yekuti munhu angari po asi sipo saka panofana kuenda umwe munhu tingati atinga zvitori serious sei
aiwa ndikuti on the point of view yema citizen ndaisa analysis yako pavanhu on the ground
right
mumbotara because I made that statement. Ukayatovabunda by election, alanyani kuikoshe. Sezvanoita mahamunaidzi mese. Alanyani, even if you go on the ground, unotoona kuti election zvayo, but haite semasimukiro avanoita vanhu kana pane election seharmonize yakapfuura yemadhivhaisi. That's why ndinoti turnover yacho inenge iri very low. Saka ndichiti maassessment avari kuita kuti pane zvavachinja. I think that's right now. That's me para 2023.
We cannot continue hearing people complaining regardless of the results. They should not cause any complaints whatsoever. So one complaint is one too many. He doesn't like Zek to be blamed. So Zek, he says, should put its house in order. And he's also saying that he is of the opinion that the MDC has lost its democratic values, as could be seen in them agreeing to field two candidates. He says that it's just now a question of power, just wanting to get power, but without regarding seriously the democratic values or the wishes of the people. And he's also saying that Mr. Chuma's assertions are not not precise because of the by-election thing. That he says that people really, usually they don't take it very seriously when by-elections come around.
Right, let's turn to Mr. Edwin Ndlovu. Mr. Ndlovu, are you still there before we go to the MRP guy?
Yes, I'm around.
Let me read something to you, Mr. Ndlovu. Nelson Chamisa sent out a tweet, and I'm quoting it. The counterpart ward election results, a stark reminder of the urgent need for far-reaching root and branch reforms and renewal set to kick in at Congress. Leadership excesses and conduct that resulted in the party donating a seat to our opposition is regrettable. This is the last of it. This is a warning, very serious warning. So you promised in this show that the president is going to address it, but there's not even an iota of, you know, this kind of move to do it, except maybe this kind of a threat. So can you assure people, because people are very, very angry about what you did. So can you say something maybe to assure them that maybe you're going to do it?
Yes, as I said earlier on, we apologize to the people of Coates Park on what happened by fielding two candidates. And I also said that our commander, the leader of the party, have also commented on the issue, saying that was the last time we have double candidature in any election. That means he is on top of the situation. He is going to address that fully himself. Therefore, in future elections, we are not going to witness the party having two candidates in any given ward or constituency.
Yes,
so that is the thing of the past. And if we say it by the leader of the party, we must get assured that assurance on its own that it won't really happen again.
So, lapha ndlovu kutsho ukuthi ibandla leni kulokulwa okumangalisayo kobulawayo kunjalo.
Hayi, hayi, kulwa kakukho.
Hayi phela lapho
kule vibrancy kulabantu abaningi kulezifiso eziningi zokufuna ukumela abantu.
Ye lapha kutwa
kule mass movement labantu abaningi.
Ye lobi mass movement kodwa uJamis uyabhala ukuthi leadership excesses and conduct. Ama excesses lapha akhuluma ngayo kuyini? Kukhanya liyalwa phela kula ngapha. Liyagandana sibi.
Hayi, sikho kugandana, sikho kugandana mathematics nje la okunye kutsho ngupresident. But okwenzakalayo ukuthi-ke konke kuzafakwa endleleni ungaphindi kwenzakale khona lokho. Ukulwa kwabantu angeke ngithi kukhona ngoba kungakakuboni ukuthenzakala. Kodwa the zeal and the will to represent people yikho kuphusha ukuthi wonke umuntu afise. Ngasinanzeleli iward eCoates Park kube la ma-candidates angu-18. Ama-parties wonke lama-independence behlangene u-18 candidates. So it shows ukuthi abantu bafuna ukumela abantu. Yikho-ke lakithi-ke thina silibandla besilama-candidates angu-5. Abangu-3 badropha wagcina kusela ababili. Lakho sazama kodwa-ke saba le ma-challenges enza ukuthi sifike kwisigaba sokuthi basale bebabili ngoba sananzelela ukuthi kwaba lesikhathi sodlame kungahanjwa kwaba isikhathi okwama ukuthi silungise indlu yethu sikhetho yedwa. Kuthe-ke isikhathi sesiphelile-ke sase sithi hayi bona abafuna ukuyangena kabasayinelwe bangene kuzenziwa i-primary election, kwenziwa i-primary election kusalo yedwa. Primary election yenziwa omunye wayi-contest ukuthi hayi bona ngani kayihambanga kuhle omunye esenqobile. Isikhathi sokuthi kukhangelwe kuyaphilile kwenziwe lokhu lalokhu oyedwa wesidrowe asizange sibe khona isikhathi singasekho. In future izinto zethu sizazenza kule sikhathi yikho esikuthembisa abantu sizazenza kule sikhathi.
Endlovu baba, yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. So is apologizing to the public. They made a mistake.
And the other issue, which was raised by Mr. Ndebele of Coates Park,
yes,
saying why is Faga abantu abangayisibo balapha babuya 2 years, 3 years. It's because maybe abantu abanjengabo Ndebele bagcina ukuvota ngo-1985. Ngakukhethwa umfundisi, kasi ngeke siyekhetha umuntu ongangeni isonto ethile. Umfundisi ukhethwa ebantwini abakhonzayo kuleyo nkonzo. Xa kukhethwa umdikoni ngokukhethwa umvangeli ukhetha ebantwini abakhonza kuleyo nkonzo. Yikho ke ngasikhetha amakhandidethi kasikhangela umhlobo womuntu sikhangela ngama-leaders esilawo. What we have at our disposal at that time.
Siyabona.
Our challenge is the people who do not want to participate in election but complain at the end of the day when we have got a product. They must participate before we have a final product so that at the end of the day, no one complains.
Thank you very much. I think you can hear what he's saying, Mr. Wandi. So maybe let's go to Mr. Chuma. You can talk to him in Shona. And then maybe we are about to wrap up the whole thing.
Mr. Chuma, muno zashu kutawara neva nuwariku tawara parunarapa. Avasu kunyazo fara. Uyezva vasunyazo gutsikana nezvamuri kutaura. Icho chinombokonzera kuti ZEC ite problem inoita kuti vanhu vakomplene chinai Mr. Chuma. Hazvigona kugadziriswa here zvese izvizvi kuti tisawana munhu wokupomera. We don't have to be blaming anybody, but when people start blaming the council that is running the commission that is running the elections, doesn't that take away something from the winning?
No, well, it does not necessarily do that. What I would like to point out is that ZEC, from 2018, wakataura kuti my elections, say from now onwards, annual reward based and polling based station based as well. Now, it is the onus of us issues my votes. Kuti ngineke sure kuti ndinoto verify kuti ini polling station yangu ndei ipi. Like for example mukadi ba ino mweya kune kune ma polling stations kuti abe maybe about 30 or so. Iwe basa rangu kuti utogara wakutoziva where your name appears, because now your name will not appear in the whole world. It will only appear in one polling station. So ino basa rarani iwe the voter to make sure that you know where your polling station is going to be. And I do not think that anyone get disappointed. But it's just a matter of trying to find something, a scapegoat, to try and justify the loss of an election. But otherwise, to be honest with you, this time around, my anomalies were next to zero, because it was now something that we were beginning to learn. But the problem is that we were not talking about and this guy. Well, would I had to verify here, but do you want them to now come in and verify for you here? You see, so instead of blaming each other, especially as people as well, as voters, let us learn to appreciate things that are given to us. Wakanda to Tawara one, and we did it in 2018. We knew, for example, in my ward, 113 Kupelanda, Ndaka Votra Ku Hall. If I had gone to another station like Induba Primary, Suzanne High School, my name wouldn't be there. So I must know that by now, and then simply go to where my name is going to appear. But it will appear in one polling station church.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chu.
There is a butting of heads here.
Yes. This is politics.
There is politics, yeah.
Politics is the way you think, is the way you laugh, is the way you smile. All is politics.
Yeah,
and it's so nice when we discuss some of these issues with Mr. Chuma and others. So, okay, sibuyele kubaba Ndlovu. Baba Ndlovu, nxa sisikhangele ukuya phambilini, pho ke kuzahamba njani njengoba ibandla leZANU PF lingani alilitshayi nje lithela amanzi. So, labe lokho liyethukile lisiya phambili kumbe lizazama ukuzibutha lini?
Hayi, iZANU PF ngamanzi amancane la.
Kodwa lidliwe.
Nge-by-election kuyikuthi kube liyaphatha abantu abavotanga. Oko kwakhulunywa isikhulumi ngaphambilini. Ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe uhlupho labo iZANU PF ukhetha abalusukumelayo phansi ngoba kwazi ukuthi lungaba lakho ukutshintsha uhulumende lolo khetho bayasukuma xa kuyi-harmonized election wonke umuntu uyasukuma kodwa-ke by election ukuthi kuyangena ukhansela abantu bade akusoze kutshintshe phezulu yikho bangabasukumi kusamele ukuthi sibafundise abantu babekwazi ukuthi la i-by-election iqakathekile ngabasukumi
ye kodwa ndlovu
ungenile-ke umzulu kawani njengokwenza umzukulu wami uthuma la wangena kawani nge-by-election ngaphindanga sokuyi-general so laye-ke umjuru nge-general election uyaphuma omele i-m d c ngiyozangena e-court park lapha
ndlovu siyabona lapho ukuthi nxa sihlanganisa amavoti e-m d c alliance kawafiki kulowo phelo ezanu olitshayileyo lapho so kutsho ukuthi engxe kulenkalakatha yenkinga elingayiboniwe njalo kumele livume
yenkinga i-aphasi engikhulume ngayo ukuthi abantu abaphumanga ezindlini ngoba bekwazi ukuthi baze bakhetha ukhansela we-m d c uhulumende utshintshe abantu bahlalele ezindlini okwesibili iZANU p f yasikuhamba-ke lo besala-ke uthuma mina ngilobufakazi abantu baphika irayisi baphiwa-ke impuphu yi-bribery nalayenza ngale 12 hours before election okwesithathu-ke le confusion naleyo yokuthi ama-candidates ethu semabili kodwa to a larger extent i-issue yenaleyi i-apart yesilimazileyo yikho ngisithi mina ku-general election kasoze bayinuka i-ward 28 Court Park izathathwa yi-m d c alliance ivestashtwad on that one
siyabonga kakhulu sesimtholeni ubaba wezaphu okanye ngazani ubaba wezaphu angeni kuhle kuzobuya lo baba weMthokazi Republic Party layo ikangeni kahle sizame futhi lo sibanengi uDube inomboro ngazana zingene kuhle singabuza ubaba uJuma umbuzo baba wande
Mr. Chuma, what I would like to know is during the forthcoming elections, for example, do we expect to see the same type of campaigning that we have seen in the last couple of elections? Is there a way that ZANU-PF, as the ruling party, can ensure the safety of the people so that we avoid what we have seen before. Because right now, our elections are always marred by negative developments before, during, or even after. What is your organization, what is your party doing to address this since you are the ruling party?
Well, the first thing that we must note is that we began a new system in 2018. And as such, we learned a lot. We might have done some things in a way that was not probably up to standard. But that's all about learning. And now comes this by-election, we have begun to perfect that whole process. So if we go to 2023 on, or probably maybe any other by-election that might okay in between, I'm sure we'll keep on improving from what we did in 2018 and what we did just this weekend in Cowdery Park, and keep on improving on that. And what we need to do is just everybody must have a buy-in to say, let's go together in this thing. Let's understand this thing. When they have voter education, let's listen to them, and we pick up points from there and educate also our followers. So that when the real election comes, people know what they're supposed to do. They know where they're supposed to go. But I've seen that most people shun away these people that come in to probably teach people about an election. They don't think it's important. And then come election day, they start doing a lot of errors, and then they want to blame it on ZEC again. I know there's ZEC now. It goes out and does workshops trying to educate people with voter education, but people don't take those things seriously. So now it's about time that the leadership in MDC Alliance, the leadership in ZANU-PF, the leadership in ZAPO or any other party must now sit people down, educate them on these election processes, so that when they come, they can be smoother. Because it's a two-way system. It's ZEC there and ask the voters. Once we don't complement each other, we are going to always have a problem. But as we go into future elections, I can tell you that we always want to maintain this peace, the tolerance, and the free environment of campaigning, and hence have a free and fair election.
Thank you so much, Chuma. Thank you so much, Baba. So sibona ngazani ke kulo baba wezaphu ubaba ke usiziba uThabo Siziba baba Siziba ungawutshona njani?
Hayi ngikhona baba
njani? Siyaxolisa ifoni yakho kade siyizama asikwazi ukuthi bohamba njani lapha. So ke sesisele ke umzuzu owodwa kodwa sicela utshaye sibile kuzwa khonapho ukuthi ibandla leni luzuze 133 votes kuphela eCountry Park uhamba njani?
I think ukuthi ngizaqala ngokuqondisa kancane lapha because uSiziba lo okhulumayo nguThabo Siziba ayisuye uSiziba owezapha ekade ngifuna ukukhuluma la.
Oh, so hayi sibona ngazani siyenze imistake. What siyakufonela siqeda lapha baba. Ye, siza kufonela back. So wathi ke sithathe ubaba uMbongeni Sithole ecingweni lapha. Baba Sithole kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Ye, 1 minute khonapho ke phosela kho baba.
Mina vele into engiyishoyini yokuthi kanti bona vele abantu bezimbabwe kanti banjani bahlali bedutshulwa bebulawa emadorobheni lapho eHarare nasebulawayo kodwa bajike bayivotele iZANU-P F. Le nto leyo iyinto ebuhlungu. Mina angiwazi ukuthi abantu bezimbabwe bakhala bakhalelani. Mina noma ungafaka i-MDC ufake isigodi ufake iZANU-P F umuntu ngangcono ngivotele isigodi kule kuvotela iZANU-P F ngoba iZANU-P F kangiyibona into eyayenzela abantu nabantu bezimbabwe nokuthi yini abayifunayo. Mina ngazi bahleli bedetela bedemonstrate abulawa besenza njani bethi ZANU-P F yasileya kodwa bajike bayivotele. Kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu lokhu. Ngiyabonga babaphaphaza.
Ye, esithole sibonge kakhulu. So now, this is a one-word answer from Mr. Chuma and from Mr. Ndlovu. So is there anything that this ZANU-PF candidate is going to change in the Bulawayo City Council? I'll start with you, Mr. Ndlovu. Yes or no? Anything that is going to do?
Remember, when he lost the primary elections in 2014,
no,
when he moved to ZANU-PF,
Will he change?
No, he will never do anything. Nothing.
Okay, you said nothing.
Yes.
Mr. Chuma, nothing. Is he going to change anything? Yes, no?
Yes, you definitely bring in
thank
our
you.
Input.
Thank you so much. We just wanted to hear yes or no. Thank you so much, gentlemen. It has been a very, very fruitful discussion. We hope to have you next time. Sorry, we're out of time. We have to leave it there. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Edwin Ndlovu of the MDC Alliance and Mr. Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF Central Committee member. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye, Zimbabwe.
Meet again next time. Good night.